five, four, three, two, one.
The International Space University has bravely gone to China, Canada, and next year to Israel, as well as many other places. But this week it has safely landed in Southeast Ohio. 112 participants from over 30 nations are gathering in Athens, Ohio for the 2015 Space Studies Program.
ISU is a unique organization. It's a group of us who meet every year somewhere else around the world to train the new generation of space professionals who will be the leaders in the space sector in the future.
That's John Connolly, the director of the Space Studies Program and a NASA researcher. Over the next 9 weeks, these participants will go through lectures, training courses, and other curriculum alongside some of the biggest names in space research and exploration. The ISU Space Studies Program began in 1988 when three students from MIT got together and decided to begin a professional program dedicated to studying aerospace engineering. They first approached Arthur C. Clarke, the author of the famous book series 2001: A Space Odyssey. He became the chancellor of the first program, and the first session was held in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Since then, the program has been traveling around the world. John Connolly has been to many of these events, but this particular program has stood out for him.
As I was doing the planning for SSP-15, there was a phrase that stuck in my head. Every time I would ask the people at Ohio University, do you think you can make this happen? Their answer was always yes. And the phrase that stuck in my mind was, these people just keep increasing the awesome.
But how does an international organization that travels around the world end up in Appalachian, Ohio? Dr. Dennis Irwin is the Dean of Ohio University's College of Engineering. He's also been involved with the Space Studies program since 1998. He says that bringing the program to Southeast Ohio was originally the thought of a previous director of the program, Gary Martin.
And so his idea was that let's bring it to a real community in the heartland of the United States and let people see what our culture as a whole really is, and not just the culture of Florida or New York or Boston or something like that.
He says that a small college town like Athens offers ample space, amenities, and services. As a whole, Southeast Ohio offers a different type of location for this international group. John Connolly has traveled with the program for several years, and he says that oftentimes the program ends up in big cities where there's a lot going on. But when it came down to it, the decision to bring SSP to Ohio was very simple.
This year, we've chosen Southeast Ohio and Ohio University because a few years ago, they put in the best proposal.
When asked the same question, Dr. Roderick McDavis, Ohio University's president, recalled Ohio's history as a leader in flight.
Well, I see it as more than in Southeast Ohio. I see it as Ohio. Ohio has a very rich history in aviation. I mean, going all the way back to the Wright brothers, as was pointed out, I mean, and you talk about John Glenn, you talk about Neil Armstrong. This is a state, Sonny. I mean, you talk about a state that has a rich history with space studies, and you won't find one with too much better history than Ohio.
McDavis says facilities like the NASA Glenn Research Center in Cleveland are a testament to the state's ties with a history of aeronautics. Over the next 9 weeks, researchers and astronauts will come to Athens to extend that history.
3, 2, 1, 0, 0,
and liftoff. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Ben Postlewaite.